Good morning. It's what is it? It's 7:36 a.m. on Tuesday, October the 14th. It's cold. Yeah, holy cold. It's 30 something. Is the official temperature for Greeley is 31. My house's thermometer on the back said 36. I'm wearing my parka. I got my gloves on. I'm wearing my fleece hood. And I'm trucking along. It's morning. It's cold, but it's morning. So off we go. Kid went to school today, so shaping up to be a normal schedule. Yesterday was not a normal schedule. Not by a long shot. The side mirror on my car got broke, the passenger side, so I had to get replaced. And it's been a couple of months. It's just one of those things that I never get done. So I put it on my to-do list and it got done. And when I made the appointment, they said, oh yeah, half hour. Hour and a half later, it'll be just another 10 minutes. Just another 10 minutes, we just finishing up. Another 10 minutes. So then I did a bank run, got a haircut, took care of a lot of what I would call back office chores. Things that needed to be taken care of that aren't being done other days. So that did was remove a collection of distractions from my vicinity. And yes, it's pretty much official. The therapist and I went over the history and she's pretty much advised me to find a doctor who can prescribe some meds. So it's pretty much a given. I've got ADD. I think it's interesting that episodes from my childhood, yeah, back to when I was like four even, have brought themselves forward and said, ha-ha, guess what? You've been dealing with this all your life. And I've been more or less successful at it. It's pretty astonishing, actually. I'm pretty blown away. My therapist was quite pleased with my metaphor for what I need to do in terms of structure. And my first metaphor, the one that came immediately to mind, was inspired by Tara Lee with the ferrets. And so I was going to build a ferret cage. And then the more I thought about it, it's like, you know, that's not a good metaphor. That's not a good choice. Because it implies something that's less than what I want it to be. I don't want a cage. I don't want to live in a cage. I don't want my brain in a cage. So the second one that I came up with, and I posted it on NathanNoel.com on Sunday, was an exoskeleton for my mind. And she liked that a lot better. She thought that was more appropriate, that it was much more positive, ideal, that what I'm looking to do is develop leverage. What I'm looking to do is create a support structure, not a cage. Because it's the ADD that lets me write, that lets me go into the flow and stay there for hours. It's the hyper-attention that I really need to foster. So it's been an interesting time. Good morning. Oh, I'm exciting.
Ah! Sorry.
No problem. No problem. The dog decided he was going to run around me, but he's wearing a leash. So yeah, I was it was a good day yesterday. It wasn't a great day, but it was a good day. I got stuff done. I felt good about the day at the end of the day. And I've added a new task, which is to take my meds at like 8 o'clock at night. But I also need to check my calendar to make sure that everything is on it that's supposed to be on it, and I get a little preview of the following day, which last night was today. And I need to finish the artwork for the cover, the PDF cover, for Captain's Chair, and get those files submitted so that I can get the next set of galleys shipped. And I've got a bit of a bind, because I didn't get ahead on Sunday. I took Sunday off because it was my birthday, and then yesterday was kind of a non-production day. So I didn't get any progress on the publication of South Coast in paper or in text, ebook. Move. And I have a feeling it's going to take more than a day, which is all I have for it left this week. So I think I may need to change that delivery date, or change another delivery date, or maybe I just start working on owner's share as soon as I get captain's share done, and see where I am after that. Because if I can get, I've got 2 days, tomorrow and Thursday, to be on schedule for owner's share. And it's possible I could do it. And the reality is, the goal is to work on it. The deadlines are somewhat arbitrary. But if I do the work,
morning.
If I do the time, and it runs long, then it runs long. It's as easy as that. And the goal is to build the structure that puts me in a place where I can get focus on work. That's the thing about NaNoWriMo. That's why it worked before. It's a focusing tool. And it's one of the things that I'm learning about this condition. It's not a disease. It's how my brain is wired. And so the challenge is to deal with putting myself in a place where I can focus, where focus is interesting enough that I do it, because the thing that has always been my problem, besides lack of impulse control, the thing that has always been my problem is boredom. So I don't deal with boredom at all. I don't deal with it. That's why I always had to have a book with me. That's always why getting ebooks on my phone, having a smartphone, I don't have to ever be bored. I don't need to take any kinds of extra steps to ameliorate the kinds of, oh, well, I've got to wait 20 minutes for this prescription to be filled. Oh, okay, so I'll read a book. But I don't deal with boredom. So if the schedule starts getting boring, if the to-do list starts getting boring, and the payout isn't sufficient monk post. Then the thing I face is that I stop using the schedule and then things start falling apart again. So, yeah, I have to start being a little more on it. And the thing is, being on it means that I get to succeed. I get to put out new work. I get to put out books. I get to do that thing which I really love to do, which is write. And writing is never boring. Publishing is boring. But writing is not. Even audio production is not. Well, yeah, it is a little bit. But it's not terrible. It's not horrible. Particularly done in short breaks. I mean, short sections. If I do a chapter or two at a time, if I do 45 minutes out of whack, that's doable. I can maintain that for a while, which will let me get the other two books out in patio books. With any luck in time for Christmas, that would be good. I'm pretty much resigned. Resigned is the wrong word. I'm pretty much focused on the idea that what I'm going to do is clear away these distractions. And I know, you know, it's like, well, do some and do the other. And the problem is that I have a very hard time swapping back and forth. If I can bring the hyper-focus, that's ideal. Even bringing hyper-focus for a couple hours is pretty good. But switching back and forth between tasks in order to do some stuff that I like and some stuff that I don't like, it's never worked for me. You know, it's one of those things where I have to take a hard look and say, okay, what worked and what didn't work? And I've tried I'll write for a couple hours and I'll work on publishing for a couple hours. And the problem is it doesn't work for me. I think in part because of getting a book together to publish it, either in ebook or in paperback, requires hyperfocus be applied to there. And once I get stuck into the task, once I get the task in my teeth, then it's, yeah, let's do this, let's finish this, let's take this all the way. And the idea of putting it down in order to go write, is while I'm writing, I'm constantly thinking about I should be publishing, and while I'm publishing, I'm constantly thinking I should be writing. And so the idea for me now is deal with the issues of focus, deal with the issues of impulse control. I know I'm going to get distracted, and so my Eve Minor Pomodoro is a planned distraction on a variable schedule reward cycle. So I never know exactly when I'm going to get the reward of a little distraction, and I can go off and do something for a couple of minutes that's amusing and interesting, and then get back to the task with a renewed level of focus. Oh, and I got my tea yesterday. Oh, I didn't realize how much tea I oh my god. I got a pound of Golden Monkey, and I knew I got a pound of Golden Monkey because we go through Golden Monkey. It's stupidly expensive, but it's also, you know, we do a couple of tablespoons full a day. So a pound lasts quite a while. It really does. And then I got a whole bunch of samples, and I got some Irish breakfast, and I got some English breakfast, and I got some, because I don't know what the difference is. I've had them both, but I've not had good versions of them both. Lipton tea is fine, but it's not exactly, it's not exactly the tea that I have been spoiled by. Let's put it that way. I got some spearmint. What else did I get? Oh, they sent me a birthday tin of flavored black tea with sprinkles. It smells delicious. I wonder what the sprinkles will do when they hit the hot water. Melt, I suspect. else did I get? Oh, they sent me a free sample of Yunnan Jig, which should be delicious. Seems to me I've had this before. And I had a sample of Wayo Ensemble, no, Wu Yi Ensemble, for quite a while. So I probably should use that one up. But I got like 8 of these 2-ounce, 3-ounce sample packs. It's enough for a few cups to see if I like it. And particularly interested in the spearmint because I can have a pot of tea for dinner and then have spearmint chaser in the evening, which makes it nice. So I've got tea, I've got stuff, I got fun, I'm having a ball, and oh yeah, I've got ADD. So it's very interesting. It's forcing me to rethink an awful lot about what I thought I knew about myself, which is probably not a bad thing because I was very frustrated with me. I was very frustrated with not being writing. It was not being productive. It's like, come on, you've got all this time. What are you doing? Dumbing around. And the answer is that I just had no structure. And I, you know, and this is one of those things that even before we started talking about ADD, I've been talking about structure for what, months now? Longer than that, because I was talking about structure when I put up my calendar. It's getting to the point where I need a new year at a glance. And I always fought it. I always said, oh, that's boring. It's a question of programming my life and then living by the program. And it always struck me as being, well, the programming part is the fun part. And then I think I missed an opportunity there, because the programming part is just fun. It's keeping it going, keeping the enterprise rolling along is fun. But actually producing stuff, actually doing things that are remarkable, that are meaningful to me. That's the real point. That's the real idea. And somewhere along the line, I lost sight of the fun of creation. I lost sight of the fun of actually seeing books rolling out. And I got focused on, it's a chore that I have to do instead, which isn't exactly helpful. So anyway, 18 minutes and 45 seconds, 47, 49, and I'm at the back gate. And tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.